Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, we are so glad to have you with us tonight. And I'm so personally glad that you choose to spend your Saturday nights with us. We look forward to putting these shows together, and we've got a big one for you tonight. We've got so much to get to. Colton Dixon is our music spotlight tonight. Brand new music from Colton. You may remember him from the American Idol contest years ago. We've also got Mike Huckabee, Bernie Kerik. In fact, Nick, let's go back to the big board for a second. We've got Mike Huckabee, Bernie Kerik, Dr. Monica Crowley, who was the Assistant Secretary for the Treasury under President Trump. We've got Katie McFarlane, who was the Assistant Deputy, or she was the Deputy National Security Advisor to the Trump administration. We've got Kelsey Bowler, and as I already mentioned, Colton Dixon in the new music spotlight tonight. We have got such a big show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us every Saturday. Whether you listen to one of the 300-plus radio stations that has us, or whether you're going along with us on Biz TV, or you're streaming us at Twitter tonight, at Radio Night Live, easy enough to find if you're on the Twitter there. We may have some news about Twitter, by the way, coming up. I'm going to discuss this with KT McFarland a little bit later, but the former president deciding to sue big tech, not one, but three lawsuits, that he's going to open up his class actions. And we intend to be part of the one that he launches against Twitter, because I miss my 150,000 followers, blue check, and miss them bad. So we're going to see where that goes. Now, we've got some interesting things to discuss tonight, because the more that they stick the vice president out into the public, the worse it gets. She was on Black Entertainment Television this weekend with Soledad O'Brien. Nick, do we have the clip? I want to make sure that you get to see this, because this is how stupid the vice president believes that you are. Not that she's calling just her political opponents. She thinks you're so stupid that you can't figure this out. Roll this clip. Watch this right here.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinkos. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are. Of course people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
So let me just understand very clearly what the vice president is saying here is that evidently if you live in rural America, which I have no idea how she defines that, you don't have access to anything that could make a replica copy of your driver's license to send in. You know, she said a Kinko's or an Office Max. I've been to a lot of small towns across America. I've never been to one that hasn't had one of those. Within a short distance, you can find one in a neighboring town. But even if you needed one of those things to make a photocopy, which I'm not even sure that people do anymore, why can't you use your camera phone and other devices to replicate what you need and turn it into a PDF and send it in? Who does this woman think she is, and who is she talking to? Who is she talking about? I want to play the clip one more time so that you just get the full context of just what a dumb person she thinks you are. Take a listen.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean.
Pause the tape.
Because in some
you know what's interesting about that? She doesn't want to underestimate what we think that would require. Do any of you have to have an ID for anything else in life? Do you have to have an ID to get into an office building where you work or to go to your library to check out books or, God forbid, that you have like a points program at your grocery store or anything else? Do you have an ID for anything else on planet Earth? Do you have a driver's license? I mean, if you have any of those, you've already crossed the hurdle of being able to get one. Now, where she goes from here is just utterly, utterly fantastic. Pick back up.
Mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy
really?
Your ID
okay.
to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are.
All right, that's I just can't.
Of course people have to prove.
I can't deal with it anymore. The argument against voter ID laws that Democrats used to make against them were that not in rural areas, but that in inner cities, people were too poor or too inaccessible to get IDs to be able to get them to go vote. Now they've moved it, so it was largely, they were saying that it was kind of a racial thing, that if you were in favor of voter ID, that you must have been against black people and Latin people because, you know, those are the people that are in the inner cities and they're the ones that somehow can't get an ID. Now they flipped the table completely. Now they're saying it's white rural voters that can't get them. I don't know who's not getting IDs, but I know that in my pocket, I have my driver's license, I've got my employment ID, I've got an ID to get into a building at another place that I don't do work from every day, but they require an ID to come into the building. I've got my gun registration cards, I've got my credit cards, I've got all kinds of things that identify who I am. I've probably got 15 different IDs sitting in my wallet right this minute. This is absurd, and every time they put her out there, On this kind of ledge where she's out there by herself having to defend policy positions that are really absurd, she just makes it worse. I think actually the people used to say this about Joe Biden all the time, that he was the best life insurance policy to make sure that nothing ever happened to Barack Obama. I think Kamala Harris is an overwhelming life insurance policy to make sure nothing happens to Joe Biden. God forbid we ever put that woman in charge of anything. And the way that she talks down to you and tries to make you, the American voter, the American taxpayer, the person that's processing life, paying your taxes, dealing with all of the lockdown and COVID requirements that we've dealt with for the last 2 years and doing all the stuff to just try to get through life and make it. And she talks to you like you're a 4-year-old. This is really bad. And that wasn't the only slip up she had today. She biffed on several things in that interview with Soledad O'Brien. And it was kind of funny. Those of you watching on Biz TV, you could see the look on Soledad's face when she was trying to say that people in the rural areas they don't know how to photocopy their driver's license. The truth of the matter is this: more than 90% of the American public want voter ID laws, and they want stringent voter ID requirements to make sure that every vote that's cast is a legitimate vote. It doesn't matter if you're left or right or black or white or pro-police or anti-police. Well, probably if you're anti-police. But across the board, in every survey they've done in the last 2 years, Latino, African-American, Caucasian, Asian, Jewish, it doesn't matter. People believe that we should have voter ID, that voter ID should be a requirement that goes beyond just what they did in many states in 2020. They just said, well, if you make a mark of any kind on the signature line, we're just going to count it as a match. So you literally had, you know, thousands of ballots come in with like a squiggle. And they didn't have to match the signature that was on file. They didn't even have to match a name that was in the register's office. Some of them just got counted as ballots, just blank ballots with signatures on them, signatures, little scribbles.
The reason that she stutters so badly on things like this is because she knows that her election is highly questionable. That there were enormous numbers of abnormalities about how she came to be the sitting vice president of the United States. And as the audits are going on now in more than one state, and more than one state are still looking at doing more audits, all of a sudden you've got a real determination to get to the bottom of this. There may be more to come. Anyway, we've got a very interesting show for you, and I'm glad that you're with us. Bernie Kerik's going to be with us coming up, and when we hit the backside of the hour, Governor Mike Huckabee as well. And I want to get some reaction to this week's idea of the Biden administration saying they're going to come door to door to make sure you got vaccinated. How do you like those apples? Someone knocking. Yeah, the government is here. We are ready to help. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, glad you're with us.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known
shot
some.
There, Times Square, the Hot Chicks area.
Came inside of my heart to light the world was new.
You're part of the group that's going to be heading back to New York to see our city soon. I hope that you do, because we need, first of all, we need you to come and see us. But there's great things starting to come back to life in the city, and it's going to be great. I am so glad to have the lineup that we have on the show tonight, because kicking us off with Commissioner Carrick and going all the way through till former Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland with us before we're done, it's just a great lineup, and we've got music on the way from Colton Dixon. Should be a lot of fun as well. But I want to get into this discussion from the week, and of course Bernie Carrick, no stranger to this show, former NYPD commissioner, when the towers fell, and of course the fateful day of 9/11, he was the guy on duty. Commissioner Bernie Carrick not only served New York City, he went on to serve his country with the Bush administration, and he's actually helped Middle Eastern countries address the issue of terrorism, etc. But the issue of violent crime in our country is really something that has taken hold. And, Commissioner, we always are glad. Thank you for coming back. You saw the weekend. You saw the headlines. You saw the violence. You saw the average coverage that the media gave it, not wanting to draw too much attention to it. Are we not in a severe crisis regarding violent crime in America as we sit and speak right now?
Yeah, I think we are. I think the people, you know what, and the media plays a big role in this. I think they're missing the big picture. The big picture is, I strongly believe, that the Democrats, from the White House on down, they are doing everything in their power to allow this stuff to ferment, to continue, to increase, because they want to go after the guns. They want to make this all about guns. That's what it's about. Everybody you talk to, everything that's said, it's all about guns, including Governor Cuomo's, spectacle yesterday, the press conference, which was a joke. But that was nothing but more than political grandstanding. He created this, this disaster plan or whatever he wanted to call it. It's not going to have any impact on what's going on right now, but there is something that will have an impact. If he got rid of the bail reform program that he signed into law, 83% of New York City's gun arrests are immediately released. They're not held. They're not forced to go into court. They're immediately released back into the public. 83%, that's coming from the New York City Police Commissioner. That's his concern. Well, when you're doing that and you have prosecutors that are not going to prosecute, they admit that they're not going to prosecute for certain crimes.
Commissioner, they campaign on it. They actually say to the voters of the city, if you elect me, I won't prosecute criminals.
No, exactly. So you have that. And then you have mayors that defund the police, take resources out of the budget, take resources off the streets. And then everybody is sitting around in a big circle jerk wanting to know what happened and why. The bottom line is, this has nothing to do with guns. And here's how I know. I can say this. A lot of people can't say this. I can say it, okay? We had 2,200 murders in New York City in early 90s, right? 92, 91, 93, right up until Giuliani taking over. 2,200. We had more murders than Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, Minneapolis, and L.A. combined. So don't tell me that it can't be addressed. Don't tell me it can't be fixed, because I did it. Giuliani did it. Branton did it. The New York team put together under Rudy Giuliani reduced violent crime by 65% over that eight-year period, reduced homicide by 70%, and reduced murder in the black community by almost 80%. So don't tell me it doesn't work. Don't tell me you can't do it. Don't tell me it's all about guns. This is nonsense. This is about leadership, the law, and leadership that's going to put people out there to do a job that they were sworn to do in the first place.
Well, and that's why I think the mayoral race looms so large in November. And New York has a very, I think, stark contrast of choices to make between typical Democrat politicians, even one that was in uniform for a period of time, that seemed to be embracing kind of the same old nonsense of where de Blasio and company have been. I mean, I know Adams late in the game tried to like pivot and say, no, I'm really going to be a law and order guy. But that's the options on one side. And then you've got Curtis on the other who's saying, you know what, we're going to do what Giuliani did. We're going to get tough. We're going to reinstitute the anti-crime unit. The anti-crime unit, Bernie, of all things, like, yeah, you can say bail reform has certainly contributed to an increase in the number of recidivist crimes that are committed and that sort of thing. But the anti-crime, when you gut the anti-crime unit, you take out the only agency that's there to keep the dangerous people from being dangerous. Like, it's the only, it's like chemotherapy for cancer. It's just focused on that particular issue. And I think, to me, that was as big of a mistake as it was to assign the bail law.
Yeah, it was. Listen, it was a major mistake. You know, you took 600 guys, plainclothes men and women, off the streets whose sole function in life is to go collect guns, go look for guns. So when you do that, it's going to have a negative impact, number one. But think of this. They let 83% of the people out that were arrested on gun arrest, even if anti-crime was there, even if they were doing their job and they were making more gun arrests and taking a lot more guns off the streets.
Yeah.
When you're not putting the people in jail, you're yep. not holding them, they're not being held accountable, they're going to be right back out doing what they were doing in the first place. So it's a combination of things that all have to do with failed leadership.
Yeah, that's really true. Commissioner, always appreciate you checking in with us, even if it's only for a few minutes here on Saturday night. Failed leadership, the name of the game. And it's not just happening in New York. That's where you and I are most familiar with it. We face it every single day. But there is truly failed leadership in all of these major cities. I think of Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago and the president's visit this week. And I don't know. I don't know of anybody that really feels like it's going to accomplish anything because they're not talking about the actual problem. When their solution is to come take the guns away from those of us who keep the laws and follow the laws, then it's nonsense. And Commissioner Bernie Kerik, always appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Yet to come, Governor Mike Huckabee will weigh in before we're done on the door-to-door Gestapo initiative to make sure you have your vaccine. That's coming up before we're done this hour. Also, music ahead this hour from former American Idol alum Colton Dixon. He has had a number of great songs since he left the TV show years ago. He's got a new one that he's going to debut for us tonight. We're looking forward to that in the new music spotlight. And when I come back, I've got some good news on the home front of our effort to try to free 192 human slaves in this year. Thank you for being here. Thank you for staying with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we're coming right back from New York.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New COVID cases have been on the rise in nearly half of U.S. states as the Delta variant of the virus became the dominant strain in the nation earlier this week. The more transmissible strain accounts for more than 80% of infections in some areas. A rise in cases of nearly 11% from last week has some officials reacting, with Rhode Island extending its state of emergency. Governor Daniel McKee says the action was necessary, even though 77% of his state's adult residents have received at least one dose of vaccine. He tells CNN why he felt the need to extend the emergency declaration.
The pandemic is not over, and we need to make sure that we stay on on our guard. And so extending the emergency declaration, matching it up with the federal designation, made sense for Rhode Island.
So what will it do practically, though, in terms of isolation and quarantine for residents there? What does it mean on the practical level?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from New York, and one of my favorite shots that we were able to bring you on a weekly basis. Right there, the lower Manhattan skyline, beautiful World Trade Tower. In fact, I was just talking with the Business Improvement District or Development this week of lower Manhattan, and asking them what it was like when they were launching the World Trade Tower and getting it back up and running after, you know, the many long years of reconstruction following 9/11. And what a beautiful reminder that New York is on its way back from the vaccine to the pandemic, to the lockdowns, to the violence. We've endured a lot. We've got a lot to be grateful for and a lot that we intend to celebrate in the days straight ahead. So thank you for being with us, and thank you for checking in. Whether you're joining us on Biz TV coast to coast on great television outlets and some, several dozen markets nationwide, 66 million television household homes, or those of you streaming on the BizTV.com
Dandarocky.com website, or whether you're streaming with us at Twitter on the page at Radio Night Live. Glad to have you there as well. And coming up, we're going to talk with Mike Huckabee in the next segment about this idea that the president announced this week, and then the press secretary reinforced it, and then the next day, the Health and Human Services secretary said, yep, I have the right to know every single American and whether or not they've been vaccinated or not. Yikes. I don't like hearing government talk like that about us. But I did want to give you a little bit of an update because, as you know, we have been trying to liberate 192 actual human slaves. Now, some of you listening and turning on the radio or the TV right now, you've not heard that before. You're like, wow, I can't even believe, Kevin, that that still takes place. Yes, it does. It actually does. In South Sudan, we are liberating those who were taken captive during the Sudanese Civil War and have been enslaved in North Sudan by slave captors for sometimes up to a dozen to 15 years or so. And these women and children that have been liberated have such a remarkable joy in their life. But our goal for the year is 192 of who we have specific names for that we've identified, we've been able to find them, etc. As of this moment where we sit here in the middle of the year, our new number as of tonight is 150 of those 192 slaves that have been freed thanks to you and your generosity. And we have some very exciting things coming up this fall as we move into the time where we try to, around Christmas time, liberate a large number of them as well, because we really want these women to know an absolutely different life than they've had before. Many of them have just faced the most excruciating pain and torture and torment. Everything from physical rape to daily verbal abuse to horrific treatment by their captors. And when the when they are able to receive their freedom, they express such deep gratitude. Christian Solidarity International is our project partner that does this with us. But you and us together have worked over the last 4 years to liberate more than 1,000 slaves in 4 years' time. Our goal this year, well, we've got a stated goal of 192. That's how many names we had at the beginning of the year. I would like us to see us go well beyond that, because I believe there are many more that there's probably close to 35,000 slaves still left in northern Sudan, and we could have a huge impact on those that are still left behind. So the phone number, we'll put that back up on the screen one more time, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. $250 is how it works. You can give that $25 a month for 10 months or a one-time gift of $250 or anything in between. Maybe you want to do a multiple of that. We had a man last year who did 40 slaves in one gift by himself, a $10,000 gift, because he said, you know what, I just want to make a difference, and he did. So we're grateful for you know, whatever creativity you bring to the table. Our family, the McCulloughs, and I don't ever ask you to do something that we're not willing to do or have done ourselves. We are this year, by God's grace, going to try to liberate 12 slaves in and of ourselves as a family, just on our own. And we would love for you to come join the journey with us. Would you match one of our 12 slaves and free a slave as well? 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online by going to csi-usa.org and get more information there as well. csi-usa.org is the website, but 888-342-1010 is the number, and they'll be glad to help you tonight. But thank you to those of you that have already helped liberate 150 of those 192 slaves. We have got a lot left on the show. The Ladies Lounge, of course, coming up in hour number two, and we've got music. The new music spotlight is Colton Dixon tonight with a brand new song. We look forward to hearing that as well. But coming back with me next, we will speak with former long-term governor in the state of Arkansas, whose daughter will probably be the next governor of the state of Arkansas, when Mike Huckabee continues with us here on Radio Night Live from New York. Don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to Radio Night Live.
Accuracy. I'm pretty sure that my next guest, the aforementioned Governor Mike Huckabee, pocketed that 16-cent savings he experienced last weekend over the holiday weekend, and it just went crazy this weekend with spending it on himself in some way. Governor, good to have you back. Thanks for being here. I hope you had a great holiday last week. That 16-cent savings, that's some mighty impressive economic recovery work that we got through.
You know, it was a great 16 cents that I saved off Joe Biden's hot dog. And the only bad thing was it was about $1.60 extra for 1 gallon of gasoline to go anywhere over the 4th of July weekend. So I kind of lost it. But, you know, I really felt like I was going to go big and take that 16 cents, open a stock account, and buy some penny stock. Thank you, Joe. Really made my 4th of July, gave me a real sense of what America's about.
I'm sure, as we all did. Governor, let me ask you about the big initiative that was launched this week, because when I hear, Ronald Reagan used to say the scariest words of the English language are, I'm from the U.S. government, we're here to help. When I hear the idea of government people coming to the door to ask if we've gotten the vaccine, there's something very creepish about that. And I want to know, from a practical standpoint, like, do the states have to put up with this? I mean, at what point do the governors and states say, no, you're not sending your people into Texas or Alabama or North Carolina. We're not going to let you come. If you were a former governor, how would you respond to Biden's proposal this last week?
I think the problem is, what exactly are they going to do when they get to the door? Are they going to say, look, we just want to encourage you to get the vaccine? It's not really that big a deal. But if they say, we'd like to give it to you right now, I can tell you on some porches in Arkansas, they may not be giving, but they will be receiving, and it will not be pleasant. There's just a creepiness about this whole thing of the government knocking on your door. And the question is, who from the government? I don't want people like that coming up to my door. And frankly, it's none of their doggone business. And that's exactly what I'll tell them. So, you know, if I were governor, I would say to the president, Mr. President, this really isn't a good idea. If you want to do some mail outs, if you want to do some public service announcements, that's fine. We ought to encourage people to thoughtfully consider the vaccine and take it if you feel good about it, if your doctor recommends it. But this idea of going up to someone's door and checking off whether the people at this house have it, I just think it's terrible because, first of all, you have no idea who are these people knocking on my door. You say they're from the government. They're just hired workers coming to do this. It'll be a disaster, and it's, I think, going to be dangerous for some of these people to go in and knocking on some doors and telling people they want to know their business.
Well, I know that there was a willingness, at least after the first announcement, to just kind of swipe it aside and say, you know, Biden was misspeaking. But then when Jen Psaki reiterates it and the Health and Human Services Secretary basically doubled down and said, you're doggone right, we're coming. I think that they're going to get more than what they bargained for. And this is where it really concerns me. There seems to be absolutely no putting on the brakes with the administration if they seem to violate laws. And I would say that the HIPAA laws in particular are pretty clear here. We don't have to tell the government things about our health. We don't have to tell anybody.
That's exactly right.
So do you see lawsuits? Do you see litigation
coming?
Knocking
on my door, Kevin, if they knock on my door, they better bring some flowers and a box of candy if they want to ask me some personal questions. Otherwise, we're not having a conversation. It just didn't happen. Because my attitude is, and I'm a pretty, you know, decent guy. Most of my life is an open book. It's not like there's a whole lot of privacy because of what I do. But I would just say to them, you know, there's some questions that just are none of your business. You're not my doctor. You're not my health care provider. You're not my insurance company. And frankly, I don't have to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I might tell the world, but I won't tell you.
Hmm. You know, there's a cultural divide that I've been noticing kind of coming out of COVID, which is where, you know, this discussion is kind of rooted in. But you've got the CDC recommending now saying that, well, maybe for the fall, kids 2 and up are going to have to go to school with masks on if they're not vaccinated. We don't have enough information about the vaccine yet to be able to know that it's safe for kids of all ages yet. But it seems to me that we've conditioned the culture to say, oh, well, whatever the all-wise knowing, you know, government says, that's what we're going to just have to submit to and go along with. And in places where, even here in the Northeast, where it's pretty liberal and fairly, left of center in many respects, in my little town where we live, most people are now mask free. But you go to the Whole Foods where, you know, all the lefties like to shop, and everybody in the store is masked, and they're still giving you the side eye if you come in without one. This cultural divide over this kind of idea that the elites know better than we do, this is something that's going to hurt us for a long time, Governor.
I think one of the reasons the vaccine rate is as low as it is in some places is not because people are anti-vaxxers, but they're anti-government, and they don't want someone calling them a moron or an imbecile because they haven't had the vaccine yet. They want to make their decision. I don't think a lot more people would have taken it if Joe Biden had given a little credit to Donald Trump for having brought the vaccine in record time, and had Kamala Harris and Biden not said during the fall before the election that they might not take any vaccine that Donald Trump had something to do with.
There
are a whole lot of ways in which they have themselves to blame, including Fauci, for constantly changing the rules and for months saying that even if you had the vaccine, you still had to socially distance, wear two or three masks. And people just said, well, heck with that. If I'm going to live like a doggone hermit with a face diaper, I might as well not even get the shot.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, thanks for your insight on the door-to-door vaccine secret police that are going to be dispensed shortly. What's on the big show for Huckabee today, this weekend?
Going to have a wonderful visit with Rick Santorum. We'll talk about his rather abrupt departure from CNN, how it happened and why. And musical guest Winona Judd's going to be with us. A lot of fun.
This should be a great show. Check that out. That's TBN Saturday and Sunday night, 8 and 11. 8 o'clock, of course, on Saturday night, the time you see it first. Governor, always appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And don't spend your 16 cents. You know, don't go all crazy with that.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
We'll see you. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back on Radio Night Live, we've got a very special treat. Colton Dixon in the New Music Spotlight here on Radio Night Live from New York when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, from New York, Radio Nightlife continues in the new music spotlight tonight, Colton Dixon.
I need your love so badly.
But daddy always told me, hold your head up high. It's just one moment in all of time. If you can't see it, just close your eyes and believe it. It's all inside. So keep on, keeping on till the walls come down. Reaching high till your feet don't touch the ground. Feel the power of grace going out your mouth. Let me hear you. If you need freedom.
Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with me.